Hey everybody, this is Emily Binder. Welcome to episode one of the Beatle Moment Media Flash Briefing. This is your weekly Beatle Moment. I'm Emily Binder. Lots of marketers are concerned about GDPR, which went into effect on May 25th, 2018. I think we need to actually step back and take a bird's eye view here. We're really in the weeds talking about how it's going to impact email marketing databases and programmatic is going to decline, which it already has, and what's the future of Facebook ads? Who cares about that stuff? Let's look at a much more interesting question, which is, will legal jeopardy stifle innovation and business as a whole? What's happening on a larger scale than GDPR? Governments, parents, self-help experts, you name it, we're all reactively trying to regulate the technology and unchecked dispersal of information and user data. It's been a melee for years, mostly to the masses' enjoyment, but at times to our detriment. The 2016 election with fake news and Russian hackers kicked concern into high gear, but it's been a long time coming. Right now, we're trying to fix the plane while it's flying. We'll drop a few screwdrivers in the air, but eventually right the bird. It's bumpy because we're handling the pesky admin portion of what we as both marketers and users have been enjoying unencumbered. Few people read the tomes that are privacy policies, and humans are hardwired to avoid bad news because ignorance is bliss. We've just been scrolling and tapping along, enjoying our dopamine addiction and returns on Facebook and Google stock. Digital marketing in the U.S. is like one long weekend with mom and dad away, leaving your oblivious grandparents in charge of a bunch of teenagers sneaking beer into the basement. Just watch a replay of the senator's pathetic lack of understanding of, first, how Facebook works, and second, how to even ask good questions. So, it's really going to catch up with us. GDPR is just the beginning, and we need to actually ask ourselves, how is this going to impact business and innovation? How are we going to market when we don't have this ridiculous amount of freedom with users' data? And the US is still the wild west of privacy, whereas the EU is a much more together place. Increased regulation is coming. It's here already. If you want to hear more on this, a really great episode we just recorded of the Beancast is called The Berlin Menstrual Model. And yes, that is named after one of my favorite apps, Clue, based in Berlin, because they did a great job in announcing their new privacy policy ahead of the GDPR and not forcing consent. So check out the Beancast on your favorite podcast directory. And in the meantime, let me know what you think about GDPR. You can tweet me at Emily Binder. Thanks for listening. It's not enough to hope, you have to act. Marketing that doesn't work in the real world is just a thought piece. Visit BeatleMoment.com for more and to find out how to consult with me. Start the clock on your Beatle Moment. Brought to you by our friends at Effect.com, the number one flash briefing tool. That's EFFCT.com.